Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening is recorded in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 16th verse. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a communion of the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a communion of the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, Maundy Thursday is the day of the year that we have set aside to look at the institution of the Lord's Supper. It's a sacrament that Jesus has given us to remind us of his suffering and death on the cross. But it's more than that. This evening, as we listen to Paul's description of this special meal, we will see that the Lord's Supper is an opportunity for sharing. First of all, Christ shares his body and blood with us. Do we need that body and blood? Do we need the work that Jesus came down to do for us? You would all say, obviously, we do. God demands of us a perfect life. In our Old Testament reading for this evening, we heard how God gave to Moses the various ordinances which the people of Israel were to follow. And they said, we will do it. But they didn't. Shortly thereafter, they disobeyed, worshiped the golden calf. God says the same thing to us. I have given you these laws. Obey them. But we say, we can't do it. We can't because we're not perfect. We can't because we are sinners, born that way, born opposed to God. And because we are born that way, on our own, we have no hope of ever getting to heaven. So we need another way. And that other way is Jesus' body and blood, his life and his death. What did he do? He lived that perfect life, which we couldn't do. And because he has done that for us, he has satisfied his Father's demand on us. Because he says, now you have that perfect robe of righteousness which I gained. It's yours. And so when my Father in heaven sees you, he's not going to see your sins. He's going to see my perfection. And he's going to take you to live with him. I had to die to pay for the sins of the world, to pay for the sins of everybody. God demanded a sacrifice in the Old Testament. It was a lamb, repeated over and over again, repeated because it didn't succeed. But it had a higher purpose. It pointed ahead to the Lamb of God who would come, who would take away the sin of the world. That lamb was Jesus. And with his death on the cross, when he said, "It is finished," the sacrifice was complete. Our sins were paid for. So what are the blessings then of the Lord's Supper? What do you partake of? Bread and wine, body and blood, all four. Do all churches believe that? No. The Roman Catholic Church says that when the words of institution are said at the altar, the bread and wine becomes the body and blood, and the bread and wine is no longer there. The Reformed churches say the bread and wine are always there, and they represent the body and blood. But the Bible is clear. He said there's bread and wine, but he also says this is my body and my blood. So all four are there. We eat and drink the bread and wine, but at the same time, we eat and drink the body and blood of Christ. Paul says, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a communion of the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a communion of the body of Christ? It is. It's not just bread and wine. It's body and blood. And by partaking of that, we are reminded of what Christ did for us. He is suffering and death on the cross, which we will look at tomorrow, graphically in two services. He shares his body and blood with us because it's the only way we can go to heaven. And he has made that possible with his life and with his death. So Christ shares his body and blood with us. We then share the blessings of fellowship with one another. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. We are very picky on who we give the Lord's Supper to. In our reading earlier, we were told about a danger. If you eat and drink of this sacrament unworthily, you bring judgment on yourself. And we don't want to be guilty of that, and so we say, we want to make sure that you know what you are doing. We want to make sure that you know what is happening in this sacrament, that you are partaking not only of bread and wine, but also the body and blood of Christ. And believe that he is your Savior. You do that, you are welcome at the Lord's Supper. So what is our process or our system? We only allow Wells and ELS members to partake of the Lord's Supper. Or if someone comes and talks to me, the pastor, and I ascertain that that person is one in faith with us, I will let that person partake of the Lord's Supper. But I have to be very careful. And I would tell him, if he's not a member, one time. But now, if you want to do it again, you have to go through instructions. So we are absolutely sure you know what you're talking about. Because of that, when you come here and partake of the Lord's Supper, you are showing to the world our oneness in faith. That we are faithful children of God who do what the Lord tells us to do. It's a proof of our oneness in the Lord. But it also talks about another oneness. And that's a oneness that we experience or will experience when we go to heaven. All people there are believers. We are all one in faith. We all together worship God and give him honor and praise, sing his praises every day, forever. Why? Because we are the ones the Lord died for. We are the ones who he made his brothers and sisters, made us children of God and heirs of life. And that oneness will be obvious to all people who are there. But in the meantime, when we're here on earth, we let the world know that we are picky. The Lord's Supper is important. For us who believe and for you who believe, it is a reminder of what the Lord has done for you, made you children of God and heirs of life. But it can also be a warning if you don't believe. And so we say, be careful. Believe what the Bible says. Believe that the Lord's body and blood are present. Believe that he is your way to heaven. Then you are one with us in faith, one with us in teaching, one with us in our Lord. You are about to partake of the Lord's Supper once again. As you do, remember that through it you are once again one with Christ as you partake of his body and blood. As you join one another at the Lord's table, you are attesting your oneness in the faith. The Lord tells us, do this. When? Do this often in remembrance of me. Dr. Martin Luther, when he started, you might want to say, a new church, the people partook of the Lord's Supper very, very seldom, if at all. He said it's important. And so he said maybe once every 6 months. He didn't say every time, but he wanted to work it in gradually. And eventually, yes, they took it whenever they had the opportunity. And he says the same to us. Partake of the Lord's Supper often. Do this often in remembrance of me, reminding yourself again who your Lord is, that you are one with him, and that you are one in faith with each other. Amen. Please stand.